At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Radars put me on the naughty list, and I kind of agree of what I did yesterday in traffic. But what about you? It's 6 months till Christmas. Are you on the naughty list or the nice list so far? It's our half a year check-in.
Probably naughty list.
Why would you say the naughty list? What's going on?
Because I am a mom. I always feel like scolding them, having my 13-year-old like just yelling at him, trying to get his to pick up his stuff.
You're always yelling at the kids?
Do his chores.
Santa doesn't want you yelling at the kids.
No, hang on, though. Maybe your kid's on the naughty list. Let's talk about this. Is it? It's summer break. The mess, what's the biggest mess? Is it their room? Is it the kitchen? What mess drives you the most nuts?
I guess mainly his room, because it's he'll like eat in his room. I'll say, don't eat in your room. Eat over here in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He'll bring snacks in the room, like sneaks over there. He already spilled some soda on the floor. He like tried to hide it and try to clean it up.
That'll get
wait,
you on the
wait,
naughty list right
there.
How
did he try to hide that he cleaned soda, that he spilled soda? How did he try to hide that?
Well, he cleans it up right away, so I don't know that he spilled anything, or he had it in the room.
Or you do what I used to do as a kid, and you put like a little rug over it. Like, oh, I kind of like this sports rug. I'm going to put it right here. And my mom would say, why is it like halfway in the middle? You should put it right in the middle. No, I like it right here. Just leave it right there, Mom. So that'll get you on the naughty list right away.
And there's like tons and tons of garbage filling up in his garbage can. And I said, as a mom, you just asked really nicely, can you please pick that up? Can you clean your room for me? Can you strain it up?
So at what lengths have you gone to try to teach him a lesson to clean up after himself?
I try to teach him anything. I don't know, kind of like rewarding him if he gets something done. As he became a teenager, it seemed like it just got worse.
I know. How does that happen? And look, Mom, you're doing a great job. I know you're saying you might be on the naughty list because you're yelling at your kids, but you're getting frustrated. You're at your wit's end. Sometimes you do what you have to do. It's summer break, right? Like, everybody's going a little crazy at this point. The heat doesn't help either.
No.
Yeah. Marina, what list would your 13-year-old son put you on? The naughty list or the nice list?
I think he would still put me on the nice list.
You're doing all right. You're doing all right, Mom.
You're doing great. You're buying him the snacks that he's eating and spilling
in
his room.
I have you talk to him, but he...
Wake him up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in.
Let's go. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. It's your wake-up call for summer.
Hey. Hi. Hey, how you doing? We're on the radio, sweetie.
Hey, sweetie, what's your name?
Josiah.
Christmas is 6 months away, and we wanted to find out if your mom was on the naughty list or the nice list. What kind of list would you put your mom on?
To be honest, it's fine.
The Christmas good list.
Good list?
The nice
good
list?
Yeah.
Okay.
She'd be on the nice list.
Thank you, Josiah.
Okay, wait, Josiah. No, wait. Would you be on the naughty list, or would you be on the nice list?
Nice list.
Okay, he's
all
like,
right,
is it a
nice? There you go.
Now, hey. The real question is, are you on the nice list? Or
yeah, Elizabeth, are you on the nice list? You said you're only going to ask him one question. You said, wait, I have two for you.
Okay, so Josiah, look, I'm probably on the nice list, but I had an incident in traffic yesterday. Okay.
It was bad.
So if the elves are watching, I'm probably on the naughty list after that. Okay.
She violated Wisconsin Statute 347.39 using that horn in a very frustrating manner. So, yes, she should be out of here. Naughty list all the way, right, Josiah?
Yeah. Well, what about you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm always nice.
Yeah, Radar.
Radar's always
nice. Radar's trying to clean up the kitchen here at work.
I'm trying to clean up the kitchen.
He's on the mission to
do that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell people to wash their dishes in the kitchen here at work. So I would say, yeah, I'm trying to help out. I'm trying to be the nice guy.
Hey, Josiah, if you want to make your mom's day, and trust me, when mom's happy, everyone's happy, clean up your room. She will be in such a good mood after that, okay? Pro tip. Just clean it up, surprise her with it, and she will probably give you whatever you want, okay?
Mind blown if you do it. She'd be like, oh my God.
Okay, deal, Josiah, deal.
Try it. Just try it.
You.
All right, deal. Yeah. Hey, you're really on the nice list now, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much, fam. Great to talk with you. Have a good morning. Go back to bed, Josiah.
He said thanks and go back to
anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.